Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, a big show is ahead on this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Steve Kaczynski, ready to preview this weekend's Minnesota Majestic National Tour event, along with having the world premiere announcement of the inductees for the 2010 Disc Golf Hall of Fame ceremony that will take place next month. Those stories, along with a quick look at the latest player ratings update, your PDGA tournament results, and the rest of your disc golf news, all coming your way next, right here on PDGA Radio. Now, coming up this weekend of June 25th through the 27th is the next stop on the 2010 PDGA National Tour. Many of the world's top players are in the Twin Cities of Minnesota for the annually popular Minnesota Majestic, sponsored by Summit Brewing of St. Paul, Minnesota. Timmy Gill once again serving as the tournament director for the three-day event that is organized on behalf of the Minnesota Frisbee Association. And although Gill's original plans to play the tournament on a new disc golf complex he had designed fell through earlier this month due to permit issues, he still expects another well-executed event thanks to his many volunteers and great sponsors such as Summit Brewing, who have once again signed on as the major sponsor for the fifth straight year of the Majestic. The pros there will be playing one round each day, Friday and Saturday, being on the Blue Ribbon Pines course, and the final round Sunday, and the final nine Sunday just outside of Minneapolis on the Highland Ski and Snowboard course, where many can expect more drama during the final nine after the many close battles taking place the past several years. You can follow along with live scoring and other updates on the action through PDGA.com. Elsewhere around the PDGA calendar for this weekend, you can check out or play the King of the Lake event. It's in Lake Tahoe, California. Otherwise, the Volunteer Classic in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Bayville Bash in Virginia, Alma Greens Open in Arkansas, the Hickory Hills Open in Michigan, where you'll have a chance to win a new car, or a new car to you if you get a hole-in-one. The 2010 Evergreen Open is in Goleta, California. Wild Hare in Abilene, Texas. The Pine Jam for the pros in Sisters, Oregon. Or the Tar River Roundup. It's in North Carolina. All sanctioned this weekend as B-tiers. International events will be in both Quebec and British Columbia, Canada. Also Norway, France, Denmark, Switzerland, and Australia. Other C-tiers for this weekend include stops in Illinois, Ohio, Connecticut, Alaska, Kansas, Indiana, Washington, Oklahoma, and Alabama, along with others. And, of course, the 2010 Amateur World Championships. They'll be beginning in the Marion, Ohio area on Tuesday. Registration is closed. Pool assignments and other information is available either through your email if you're a player, or online. Check out PDGA.com or 2010amworlds.com for that. However, of note, the player check-in is Monday. That's at the Student Center at Ohio State University there in Marion, Ohio. The players meeting at 7 o'clock. Field events Monday on the campus from 9 until 4. And then rounds going all throughout the week on the various courses throughout mid-Ohio. And the finals will be Saturday, July 3rd. On the OSU Marion campus. Of course, you can check out PDGA.com and 2010amworlds.com all throughout next week, as well as here on PDGA Radio. We'll keep you updated with all the leaderboard scores, highlights, interviews, and much more from PDGA.com. Time now to check in and congratulate some of the winners from around the PDGA Tour last weekend that covered June 19th and 20th, starting with the A-tiers and the Disc Girls Gone Wild, a women's only event in Michigan. There, Liz Carr takes the win by 3 throws over Elaine King. Liz Lopez and Jen Ketz tie for 3rd place, another 6 throws behind. For the amateurs, Roseanne Palmieri won in advanced. Crystal Fromm wins in intermediate, and Vicki Davidson takes advanced masters. Moving to Illinois next for results from the Peoria Open, we'll see Bradley Williams continuing his strong play this year. He wins a playoff over Jeff Bennett to claim that victory, too clear of Nate Sexton, who finishes in third. The Disc Golf Challenge was in Delaware with Nate Cron grabbing a sixth-throw win over Tyler Horn. Jim Myers won in Masters. Carl Sweetman wins Grandmasters, and Jared Frost wins in advance to lead the amateurs. Speaking of amateurs, the other tier on the schedule last weekend was an amateur-only event in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it was none other than David Wiggins Jr. taking the win this week by a mere 13 throws over Josh Plummer, then another 8 throws back to third place with Robert McElpine. Anthony Webb wins a playoff over Drew Tucker in the intermediate division, and for the ladies, Tabitha Simon wins in advanced. Video highlights and other media coverage of those 2010 Charlotte Amateur Disc Golf Championships can be found from PDGA.com, courtesy of Billy Crump and his crew at Clash DVD. Now from the B&C tiers, Eric McCabe wins in Kansas City. Rocky Russell wins a three-way playoff over Will Shusterick and Chris Orrick to win in Kentucky. Mitch Sonderfan wins in Colorado, and Brad Hammack won in Georgia. For results from the dozens of other sanctioned events and full results from those last weekend or even other weeks, simply log on to PDGA.com and browse the tour event schedule and results page. We'll be back after a short break here on PDGA Radio with the much-anticipated release of the 2010 nominees for the Disc Golf Hall of Fame from its director, Al Speedy Guerrero.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. A must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News, as we are now ready for the first time to hear the inductees for the 2010 Disc Golf Hall of Fame. From the director himself of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, Al Speedy Guerrero. The official induction ceremony again will be held Thursday, July 29th, as part of the PDGA Pro World Championships taking place in Crown Point, Indiana.
Thanks again, Steve. Yes, I am ready and stoked up again this year for the announcement of the class of 2010. I guess combined with all the excitement from the World Cup and the Hall of Fame selection and election process, I get a bit of a case of crazy legs here, and I'm ready to go. Got some good news for you. It's been a great week for me, as I've been hit with emotional outbursts from the new Hall of Fame inductees, been calling their families and getting them ready for a surprise call at their home. That's happened, and we're ready to go with that. This year, we had a record 18 nominees for the Hall of Fame that made the ballot. The Hall of Fame selection process went as usual, with the Hall of Famers selecting nominees, the board of directors screening them, and then the Hall of Famers getting 5 votes, and then the top 2 and ties are selected to be inducted at the World. And again, this year we had a tie for a second, so we have 3. We have a great selection, and I'll have to say that I've been on the phone from the West Coast to all the way to Europe, so let's go with it. The first Hall of Fame inductee from the class of 2010 is a pioneer and a mentor from Northern California. His PDGA number is 347. That's Charlie Callahan. Charlie Callahan is a disc golfer who's still active, a great promoter, has a great resume as course designer, a club leader, and he's dedicated to excellence in the way of course design. People all over the NorCal area know him. He's installed over 20 courses, and his efforts have been recorded and displayed in libraries in the Sacramento area. He's well known also for having taught many a class in university about frisbee and disc golf. Charlie's been a great mentor to several Disc Golf Hall of Fame members, including John David, Michael Travers, and Marty Hapner. That's Charlie Callahan from Northern California. Number two for this year, we're going to go across the world and to Sweden, where Tomas Ekström has been selected to the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. Tomas is one of our younger Hall of Fame members, and his accomplishments are many in the way of playing. He's been a world champion in doubles in 1993 and 1994. He had the top finish at the world, and he really inspired a lot of Swedes and Europeans to play. He's one of the first guys outside North America to win the National Tour event, and he won the Florida Triple Crown in 1997. He won titles in Sweden, including the Stockholm Open in 89, 93, and up to 1998. He's addicted to understanding all he can about discs and how to throw them. For many years, he tested and reviewed discs as Dr. Disc for the Swedish Association. He's co-founder of Latitude 64, and he has a huge amount of knowledge about the disc. For the last 5 years, he's been the chief instructor in disc golf technique for Sweden, and he's a coach for the coaches in Sweden. Tomas is a great guy, and he's still very active in Sweden. Tomas is a big part of what is perceived to be one of the most amazing and successful club stories, perhaps anywhere in the world. And it's in Skellefteå, in a district of northern Sweden. I'd like to add that Tomas Ekström is the second Hall of Famer from Sweden, adding to the list of European Hall of Famers that include Mats Bengtsson. I do have to say it's unfortunate that he won't be able to make it to the World Championships this year, and I hope that all his friends in Europe and in Sweden give him a great hoorah at the Scandinavian Open, which will be held shortly. All right, now here's a great surprise for you. And as you said, having a local is an excellent thing, and we do. Brian Cummings, our tournament director for the 2010 World Championship, is going to be inducted into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame. Brian is a great guy. I've known him for a long time, having grown up with disc golf as a Hoosier. He was one of my mentors, along with guys who were in the Indiana Disc Golf Hall of Fame, guys like T.S. Condor, Mike Maverick, Alan Peer. All those guys have done a great job, are still very active in disc golf, and really got things going all over the Hoosier land. I'll tell you a few things about him. Brian has put in 10 disc golf courses in. He's responsible for the Lemon Lake disc golf course dream. He's one of the originators of the 24 and 27 hole tournament format. On 2 to 3 leagues and has been doing it since 1984. He's run state game events since 1984 and still runs what he calls the Homies, which are a regular disc golf tournament on a regular basis. Great guy. Brian Cummings has got a great sense of humor. And he's the kind of guy who would give his shoes to a friend if it helped him play a little bit better. Ryan's played in approximately 100 tournaments, been invited and played in 13 world championships, almost 150 tournaments, and has won approximately 100 tournaments.
There you have it, the three people who will become the newest inductees into the Disc Golf Hall of Fame during a ceremony Thursday, July 29th at the Lemon Lake Disc Golf Complex in Lemon Lake, Indiana. Tomas Ekström of Sweden will not personally be at the ceremony. However, Pro World's tournament director Brian Cummings, of course, will be. And it appears Charlie Callahan will be as well.
Charlie, I'm hoping we'll be able to make it. When I talked to him, I spoke to his lovely wife, Laura, and they sound like they were ready to make preparations to make it to the world. So that'd be fantastic. Just like last year, when Lynn Warren and Crazy John Brooks were able to celebrate their Hall of Fame induction amongst all their friends. Along with the induction for Mike Sullivan, who unfortunately was not able to make it, but it was a fantastic celebration. Thanks to the Kansas City Disc Golf Club, Rick Rothstein, and all of the staff from that crew. Look forward to everybody coming out to the world. Come and support. Come and watch. And hit the website for the discgolfhalloffame.org for more information. There will be 300 custom-designed Black Star AVRs sold first at the World Championships immediately after the PDGA Awards and the induction of the Disc Golf Hall of Famers, Class of 2010.
We'll be back with more of your disc golf news after this short message from the PDGA.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is of being a PDGA member? Well, let's run down the list of just some of the weapons available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to this very special edition of PDGA Radio News for June 24th, 2010. We'll now quickly run down the latest update that took place to the PDGA player ratings this week, which shows Dave Feldberg holding the highest rating in the world for current PDGA members. He's at 1040, followed closely by Nico LoCastro's 1039. Ken Climo and Daryl Nodland are both at 1037, leading the 164 current players with a rating of at least 1,000, which includes three amateurs. Chris Becker of Oregon at 1,001, North Carolina's David Wiggins Jr. at 1,002, and California's Cody Kirkland in with a 1,016 after a very nice showing at the Beaver State Fling earlier this year. For the women, Valerie Jenkins is in the top spot with a 964 rating, followed by Sarah Stanhope at 957, Des Redding at 952. Kelsey Brockle, the highest rated female amateur, currently at 912. Again, the player ratings are only calculated for current PDGA members, and the full list is available from PDGA.com, where you can also search by state or country and easily find your friends or favorite players and track their progress through the year. The next update is scheduled for July 20th and should include all events that are submitted to the PDGA office by July 5th. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Thanks for joining us. I am Steve Kaczynski. inviting you to join us all again next week, where we'll have results and reaction from the Minnesota Majestic, along with news from the 2010 PDGA Amateur World Championships that will be going on in mid-Ohio. Also, an update to the PDGA World Rankings should be coming our way, and much more. So until then, may everyone again have the safest of travels and the happiest of disc golf adventures.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.